You are listening to Juno Afternoon. Thank you for being here with us today. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, across the nation, patriotic music will be the soundtrack for the July 4th weekend. And the Juno Community Band is going to bring it home to us at a concert downtown tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock. And today, we get a preview of that. And joining us from the Juno Community Bands, we have Sarah McNair Grove. She's the president. T.J. Hovest, who will conduct tomorrow's concert. And Reese Bleakley, who is here in our studios with her piccolo in hand. And I look forward to hearing that in our program. So I got to ask you, and we'll start with you, Sarah. We look at patriotic songs to kind of lift our spirits. And boy, going through this time of COVID, it seems like we really need this patriotic music.
I think so, too. And that's why we're so excited that we were able to actually have a concert here just before the 4th. And well, a lot of the music we're playing isn't really directly patriotic. I think it's going to do exactly what you said. It's going to lift our spirits and make us happy. And we are going to end with the Stars and Stripes, which is everybody's favorite.
So TJ, you are a special guest here. You are conducting for the first time. And I understand that you went to high school here, but are now teaching in Fairbanks. What's it like to kind of pick up the baton for this concert?
Oh, it's been a really fun adventure for me coming home and getting to work as my professional career with my old colleagues and friends and mentors, and even my high school band director has also been in the group. So it's been quite a trip and just a lot of fun, and I'm super happy and grateful to be here.
Wow, that's such a chain there to be reconnected full circle with your high school band director. Do you have good memories from being in high school band?
I do, actually. I pretty much lived in the band room when I was in high school. I played in all of the different groups we had, and as well I did the choir. But we did, you know, we did musicals and played in pit orchestras, and we played in pep band, and we went all over Southeast Alaska for festivals and competitions, and we went to New York City my senior year, which was very memorable and changed my life, and then I've done that since with my current students, and it's very neat how everything works out.
Well, Reese, you are not that far out from being in high school. Do you think that part of what makes being a part of these community bands is so much fun is that people get to kind of recapture some of that fun they had in high school?
Oh, I think for sure. I know that a lot of kids that are in it now will probably be coming back from college and whatnot and reconnecting with, you know, other students that they were in high school with or they were in band with. And so I already, a couple of the other performers are, played in band with. And so reconnecting with them and seeing how they're doing this summer and stuff, even if we just graduated, is, you know, it's a great experience.
You know, it sure is to see live music anymore. I think this is what's going to be really exciting. So, Sarah, tell us a little bit about what you're doing throughout the whole weekend, because this concert at Marine Park tomorrow is not the only thing.
No, we have several ensembles in the Juno Community Bands, and the one that we're talking about right now is the Juno Volunteer Marching Band, which gets together really just once a year. Its primary purpose is to be in the Douglas and Juno parades and provide some march music, and then to give the musicians who play in the parades a little bit more variety. We also have this one sit-down concert sometime during the week before the 4th. And this year, the dates just fell so wonderfully so that it could be Saturday afternoon on the 3rd, right before the 4th, and hope a lot of people will come out and listen to us.
Oh, well, I have a little taste of a previous concert from 2017, and this song is called Cheerio. not as in Cheerios that you eat, but because I think it's like a cheerful song,
right? It's a happy song, and that was so much fun because we actually did a little singing and whistling along with playing.
Well, I've got a little of it here to play.
So, oh, lovely.
So let's hear it.
So that was fun.
You know, it sounds like when you listen to these recordings that there's audience participation.
In that one, there really was. Actually, in that recording, you could hear the audience kind of whistling and singing along and laughing with us. It was great.
Do you encourage them to clap?
Yes, it's nice to know that they're appreciating it. It makes us feel good. It boosts our ego just a little bit when people clap for us. Don't you all agree?
I do.
So what's on the program for tomorrow?
So we have a mixture of, we have a couple marches. We have popular music from, you know, the last couple decades or from movies. And we also have some really traditional great band literature. So we have just quite a variety pack of great music that I think is going to be uplifting and beautiful. And some is just plain fun. We are playing Africa by Toto, which is silly, but it, you know, people will have a good time, I think.
Well, I think that you got to have a mix to keep people happy, and they appreciate that. I have to just bring up Stars and Stripes Forever because that's kind of iconic. Are we going to have that?
We are. Actually, it will finish our program for us, close the program out.
And, of course, you know, the part that I always look forward to hearing is the upper register piccolo, because to me it's always been amazing that you can hear the piccolo over a loud band. And Reese brought her piccolo for us. So tell us about what it's like to play that. Is that a difficult piece to play, the little piccolo solo?
For me, yes. Probably not for a lot of other piccolo players, but, you know, it's so iconic that you play it so often. It's like every year, you know, you need a piccolo player for the piccolo solo at the end. And so, yeah, I mean, you get used to it after a while, but having to get back into the swing of things with piccolo is hard to do sometimes.
Well, it's kind of a busy little back riff to the march.
Yeah, it's kind of all over the place a little bit. A lot of up and downs and stuff. Very, very iconic. You know, you hear it and you're like, ah, yes, Stars and Stripes Forever.
So before you play it for us, give us a little taste of it. What are you doing now with your music background?
So I'm going to San Jose State University, and I'm a music performance major and linguistics double major. So just been going to school, you know, theory classes, ensemble classes, just trying to get back into the swing of things. Hopefully this next year will be a lot more normal. We were playing outside this past semester, because, you know, California is pretty nice, able to do it, but it was a lot different than what we're used to. So I'm hoping this next year will be a lot better.
Well, can you explain some of the things that you had to go through in school to be able to just play because of the danger of air being expelled? And I would imagine flute, and especially piccolo, pushes a lot of air.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, so everyone had to still wear masks, even though we were socially distanced and outside. So flutes got a very special mask because of how our instruments are made and how we have to play them. And so ours was basically like a little bag that went over our face, and there's a little hole that you stuck the head joint into, and your whole bottom part of your face was covered. It looked like a cuttlefish or something, you know, with the tentacles at the end. Yeah, it was interesting, but you got used to it. I hated wearing it, though.
Well, if you notice, some of our microphones have plastic bags over them. I'll be glad when we take those away. but anyway, so can we hear a little sample of your piccolo playing?
Yeah. much should I play? Just like the whole thing?
Just play and she'll
just
stop.
Give us a little taste. Just,
okay.
To think that it plays over the whole band. So let's hear a little bit of it. This is from the 2017 concert. But, you know, I was listening to it and just really impressed with the musicianship. I mean, you must really feel wonderful that you can attract so many, not to have just one band, but several.
We are so delighted that there are so many adult players in this community that want to play with us and that are good players that we can have this quality. So, yes, it's a delight.
So here's what you can look forward to, the grand finale. I'll just play a little bit of this so I won't spoil it for you. I think it's got to be one of my favorite tunes. What do you think makes a song patriotic?
Well, I think it's something that makes you feel good about yourself and your country and makes you happy to be an American or, yeah.
Well, TJ, do you think that this 4th of July has special meaning to you given what we've been through with COVID? Do you feel sort of special affinity this year for the music?
I would say I always feel special affinity for all of the programs that I do, and I think that's such an important element of what we do in music is that it should speak to people in a certain way. So programming is pretty important to me, and this concert was very fun to put together when I didn't know even like who all was going to be playing or what the group would be like, and I think it's going to be quite special.
How about you, Reese?
I think that I agree with both of them in that, you know, patriotic music is supposed to make you feel something for your country. But also, you know, playing any sort of music is supposed to make you feel something, regardless of if it's patriotic or, you know, sad or happy. And our goal as musicians is to help the audience feel that at the same time. So I hope that this concert, we're able to portray that for the audience, both a patriotic and a happy to be together again feeling.
So before we go here, are there some things you want to remind us about to take in tomorrow's concert or to see you at other events?
Okay, with the concert tomorrow, Saturday, July 3rd at 3 p.m. at Marine Park. And you might want to bring a chair to sit and listen. The concert will be about an hour. And then after the concert, we hope you all will come to the parade and see us in the parade.
Okay. But you're not doing just one parade.
We are doing two parades. We're going to be both in Juneau and Douglas, so you can come and see us in both or either one.
So can you? Are they staggered at different times or are they at
yes,
the
Juneau parade starts at noon and the Douglas parade will start at 3 o'clock. So you can get both of them.
Sounds wonderful. Well, I want to thank both of you, or all three of you, for joining us today. This has been great fun.
Well, it's been fun for us. Thank you for having us.
All right. Thank you.